Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Shah of Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Naye Jamu Mina Ata Ho Rahe Hai. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hai Wo Fani Buto Se Juda ho rahe jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hai wo khamre kuhan to kavi tar hai lekin naye jam meena ata ho rahe hai wo khamre kuhan to kavi tar hai lekin naye jam meena ata ho rahe hai کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا نتا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے وہ ہر جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, ما بعد. تصویر فل بیان وہ ان رب الزادہ شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. Hazrat is explaining, when a person knows his object and purpose of life and tread the path to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you can only do by coming at the feet of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Hazrat explains what enjoyment you will get that people of this world cannot understand. And beautifully Hazrat has put it, Naye jam o meena ata ho rahe. Jam is full glasses and goblets, and filled with all the pictures of the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not people of this dunya that are in their entertainment, in their pleasures, and they think they're enjoying themselves. When you get this a droplet of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what enjoyment comes in your heart, automatically now you get distracted to the people of the world. You just want to be on your own. You enjoy tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. You enjoy the zikr of Allah. You come to the majlis with eagerness that my Islam must take place, and Allah Ta'ala's love must penetrate the heart. Then a person realizes that why I'm loving? Who gave me my life? And how should I be loving my life? So Hazrat explains, when you realize this, jo har dam fida khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani buto se juda ho raha hai. Then a person will realize, Allah gave me my life, so I have to love for Allah. And what is, how do you love for Allah? That every moment of your life, you sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you start getting that enjoyment, then automatically you'll see all the artificial idols of this world. You'll totally detach from them. Illicit love affairs is far. Even the things that you are, that are means of your earnings, etc., you won't put your heart to them. Your heart will be only worried that whatever you're doing also, whether it's your business, whether it's your domestic life, whatever, am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And that is the real object and purpose of life, to love for Allah, to hate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, to give something for the pleasure of Allah, to refuse something for the pleasure of Allah. Then Hazrat explained that when you sit in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then beautifully they have explained and they have given the similitude of the drinks of the love of Allah Ta'ala, like people that are drinking wine because they are lost, they are intoxicated, but they don't know whether they even, what they are first of all. They don't know where they are and they don't know who's their mother and who's their wife. And when you get the real love of the real drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you make your islah, and you take the medicine from our mashayikh, that is, we do our zikr, our tilawat regularly. And Hazrat explained, "Wa khamre qahar to kawitar hizekin," that very strong wine, and the older the wine, the more stronger it is. In other words, a person who is regular in the majlis and is taking from the heart of the sheikh and let it penetrate his heart, then Hazrat says that the strength of the love of Allah Ta'ala is so strong, but Allah's kindness is such that Allah's love is unending. There's no end to the love of Allah. So the more you maraz aise jo dawa pi maraz barte ja rahe, this is such a sickness that the more you treat it, it just increases. And this is a sickness we should be wanting, that I want that love of Allah Ta'ala, that pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, as you enjoy the drink of the love of Allah, you see Allah Ta'ala naye jamo minata. Allah is giving me new goblets of new wine. And that now, like we know, the season, as Hazrat is explaining to us, now it's Sha'ban, a person is just already engaged in istighfar and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And he enjoys it now. Now, you used to read istighfar all the time, but now you see, you get a different enjoyment of just making istighfar. And then making tilawat, different enjoyment. So all this enjoyment, and then when the real month of Ramadan comes, as Hazrat beautifully puts it, the Dastur Khan of all the delicacies, we are shocked at what is Allah Ta'ala given us. But this is why Allah has brought us here, to get this realization. And for that, a person, Hazrat says, how will you get this?
کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے اس میں با وفا ہو رہے. That sometimes you'll have to give your heart that you want to go to another place or you want to do something else. But no, I'll give my heart for the pleasure of Allah. And what sometimes you'll even give your life that won't break the command of Allah. Shaitan can put what thoughts, your nafs can tell you what will happen. Don't be so strict, etc. But I'll give my life, but I won't break the commands of Allah. And the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forget breaking the commands of Allah. What is of a lesser degree, they won't even do that. And then Hazrat explains, now it is a sign that in the spot of the love of Allah ta'ala, you becoming loyal. That you always consider and see what Allah loves from me. And what is the best that Allah will be happy with me. And that we can only love in the company of our Shaykh, our Mashaykh. Otherwise on our own, we'll just fool ourselves. And this is very important that a person has to see what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is important. Priority has to be given to that. And for that a person now realizes, if I want this love of Allah and I want to be loyal in the path of Allah, then the only way is khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar. Hum ab ahle sifq wa safa ho rahe. That my desires, I push it one side. That is the desires of Allah and what Allah wants me to do, that is above my desires. And that is when you start realizing that whatever I do, it must be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shouldn't be fooling ourselves. Many a times we say, I'm doing this for Allah's pleasure. But we're not doing it how Allah wants us to do it. So we have to do it in the right way also. And then also only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Then Hazrat says, now you will be coming Ahle Sidq. That is the true servants of Allah. You'll get just a brilliant of an iota of what is the Siddiqeen. That is hal or qal, yaktaho. That their inside condition and the outside is the same. They're not doing one thing just outside, just putting on a show. And inside is that we want praises, etc. No, when a person realizes that my happiness is one side, only the pleasure of Allah is above everything, above my happiness, then a person will be coming, cleaning his heart all the time. Then he'll be coming clean and becoming, then he can hope to become a true insan and become a true, proper Muslim. And then Hazrat says, in this part of this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person has to be continuously making mujahada and they're begging Allah Ta'ala for his help. And in such a way, kabhi pi rahe lahu arruka, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. That sometimes I'm bringing the blood of my desire, that I desire and I wish even for good things. Outwardly it seems like a good thing. I want to be in this gathering. But that is not a gathering, even if it is a dini gathering. It's not appropriate for you. So at that time, I'll bring the blood of my desires. No, I won't go to that gathering. As Hazrat explained, it might look like a station, but that's not my station. I have to see which is my station according to the mizaj of my share, according to mizaj of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, a person has to annihilate his own self, your own ego. That if I go there, people will see me, they'll know me, so I'll get some recognition. So till you don't annihilate, and this is why we have come here, to annihilate ourselves, and we beg ourselves to make our Islam that we annihilate ourselves, then only you can become connected to Allah. Otherwise we are fooling ourselves, you can be even reading Tahajjud or anything, but people must just come to know about me. That is no sign that you even connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person all the time, this is our object and purpose, to get this droplet of the love of Allah, you have to realize I'm a non-entity in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, then you will see, now when you make dua, now when you get up to Hajj time, Allah will automatically bless you with this great gift. And what does this gift is? Today ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Naye babo ulfat ke wa ho rahe. That very blessed is those tears of regret that comes out on you from your eyes. Automatically you'll see that while you're making dua, you just, how did I pass my life, Ya Allah? How am I performing my salah? I'm wasting my time. I've just spoiled all my ibadat, etc. Forget the tears of regret about gunas. That is now your station that you will be passing already. Now you'll be crying over your own ibadat. Crying over how am I living my life? And then you'll see Allah Ta'ala open new doors and new avenues of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you more. The taqwa comes in your heart. Allah gives you more understanding of looking at the creation of Allah and recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May as our Dada Shaykh explained that Allah gives you such a condition that zarra zarra aapka nishani dekho. That such marifat, whatever you see, you only see Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, and all this is not our mujahada. We have to make dua, we have to try and beg Allah Ta'ala. But in reality, it is only what? Yashan-e karam hai ke na laiko par karam unke har dam ata ho rahe. Then a person realizes, what is the splendor of Allah? That a useless like me, a non-entity, a worst creation of Allah, and Allah still blessing us with unlimited favors. Allah just allows us to come into the house of Allah. Then to sit in the majlis of our Shaykh and the man of Allah Ta'ala, to listen about and eagerly listen that my Islam must take place and the love of Allah must penetrate our heart. Then a person realizes this is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't deserve it in the least, but then Hazrat teaches us that muhabbat ki akhtar, karamat to dekho, ki sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. And all this you will realize in the company of the friends of Allah. When you get that droplet of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat explained that what a miracle this is, as it comes in your heart, now you realize you might be a king or you might be a very rich man, but you live like an ordinary humble mendicant. That who, I'm just an ordinary slave of Allah Ta'ala. It's only Allah's favors. Allah can snatch it away any split moment. So Allah Ta'ala grants us the proper understanding.
Being from the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, we are doing a chapter and fulfilling of hukuk and fulfilling of rights of people. All the different people have got different rights. Then Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah has got one risala, ya. Ta'deel of hukuk al-walidain is how you must fairly treat your parents. There are certain rights of parents, but it must not happen that in fulfilling the rights of parents, we destroy the rights of the children, whatever. And then Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah mentioned a certain hadith which people might get confused. So he's explaining this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In a hadith narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, never disobey your parents, even if they order you to disassociate yourselves from your wife, your children and wealth. In Mirqat it is explained that this hadith merely emphasizes perfect obedience and the significance of obedience to parents. It does not have a literal meaning. In actual fact, it is not incumbent upon the son to divorce his wife, even if his refusal to divorce her causes the great displeasure to his parents. In divorcing her, he would be afflicted with great harm. It is indeed remote that parents will derive pleasure from the difficulty and misery of their son. Thus, he is not required to divorce his wife at their insistence. The author of Mirqat says that the indication in this hadith to prove that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that his emphasis is in the other statement that do not commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, even if you are slaughtered or burnt. Undoubtedly, the statement is for the purpose of emphasis. Because the Quran Kareem says, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا, a person who is forced to accept the utter words of kufr, there is no blame upon him. This clearly grants permission to proclaim a statement of kufr under compulsion. So therefore the above hadith is for emphasis. Now the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he who obeys Allah in regard to obedience to his parents will have opened on him two doors of Jannah if both parents exist, and one door if one parent exists. If he disobeys them, then two doors of Jahannam will be open on him, if both parents exist, and one door if one parent exists. In the same hadith, it is mentioned that the man said, even if they are unjust to him, that is to the son, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even if they are unjust, even if they are unjust, even if they are unjust. Commentating on this hadith, the author of Mirqat says, that with regard to the discharge of the hukuk and rights of parents, the son obeys Allah Ta'ala. He fulfills the rights of his parents in the manner in which Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Fulfillment of the rights of parents is not an act of ibadat entirely independent in nature. It is in fact a duty rendered for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, who has ordered its observance with particular care and emphasis. Obedience to parents have to be discharged on the basis of it being obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Thus, whatever they command, if it be in accordance with the law of Allah Ta'ala, it will be accepted and done. If they command any violation of the law of Allah Ta'ala, it will not be accepted. In this hadith, this regard is another hadith, لا تعطل مخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience for the creation in any obedience which countenances disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. If a person is in a disobey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then there is no obedience to the creation. The meaning of injustice of parents mentioned in the hadith refers to worldly matters and not to matters affairs of the akhirat. Even if they are unjust and unkind in worldly matters, children should be kind to them, respect them and fulfill their rights. The injustice does not permit children to fail in the execution of their lawful demands and rights. But discharge of rights is not meant, not to be understood to mean you must obey them even if they command you to do unlawful things to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith mentioning injustice of parents is similar in meaning to the hadith which orders zakat payers to please the zakat collectors even if the latter are unjust to them. In the Kitab al-Ma'at it is also stated that this is for emphasis and is not to be taken literally. Misqadi is a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. In this hadith three people are mentioned. They were on a journey when they were caught up in heavy rain. They took refuge in a cave. A huge boulder rolled and blocked the cave entrance, cutting off their escape from the cave. The three decided to supplicate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala on the basis of some deeds which they had done with the greatest of sincerity. The deed which one of the three offered to Allah Ta'ala as his basis of supplication was about his aged parents and little children. He begged Allah Ta'ala in the following way, "O Allah, I was a man who grazed goats. During the evenings when I returned home, I would first give of the goat's milk to my parents. Only then would I serve milk to my children. One day I had gone very far, and when I returned, I found my parents sleeping. I did not consider it good to wake them. Hence I stood near them with a bowl of milk in my hand. I considered it bad to allow my children to drink before I had given milk to my parents. The children were crying at my feet. I stood with the milk until the morning." Commenting on this hadith, the author of Mirqat says that this hadith in meaning is similar to the incident of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his guest mentioned in the hadith. When the guest arrived, he asked his wife if there was any food. She replied that the only food present was the food of the children. He asked her to put the children to sleep so that the food could be served to the guests. In the Ma'at it is explained that the children mentioned in the hadith about the milk were not hungry, but were crying as is the habit of children to demand delicacies. If the children were hungry, it would have been wajib incumbent to have fed them. It is not possible and conceivable that a sahabi of the rank of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu neglected a farz duty for the sake of a nafal duty. Allah Ta'ala himself has lauded praise in Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his wife. In Durr-e Mukhtar and Shami, it is clearly stated that the right of one's children has priority over the right of one's parents. It is said, a man is loving both his father and little son. The right of the child is priority over the right of the father in regard to expenditure. However, some have said that he should spend equally on both. So the point that Hazrat Damir Rahmatullah is mentioning here is that sometimes we read one story in a kitab and then we pass judgment from the story. It's not correct for a person to pass a judgment. For example, we saw that Sahabi, he fed as a guest and the children were crying. So we might think such a great act of worship. So my child is hungry, I don't care. But I feed somebody else, I give my money in charity. So it's a haram action to do. So it's not just to read any waqia, any story and to pick out masail. This we have to ask the fuqaha, we have to ask the ulama, what exactly is the masala, what is the right? Because there are many usul and principles in deen. So you can't just extract certain laws from certain waqiyas and certain stories which a person reads. So you always try to find out from the muftis. So that's like a verse to understand.